MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Bianca Boetjes, director at Citadel Global. Bianca, always great to chat. Rand, and we've said before, we as South Africans take our rand very, very personally. When it moves, we feel that it is either hating on us or loving on us as a country. The truth is, it is one of the most sensitive emerging market currencies around. And it is, I mean, just by its very nature and by its popularity, it is going to be very volatile. That is a feature, not a bug in our currency.
Good morning, Simon. You're absolutely right. It is a key feature of the South African rand. And it's not necessarily to say that it's always a bad thing or always a good thing, or that it has anything to do with what is happening locally in South Africa. I think we get way too attached to the moves of the rand in terms of what we see on the ground around us. Typically in the currency market, we refer to the rand as a high beta currency. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly in line with what you said. That basically means that when this risk on periods, the rand strongly outperforms its peers. And when it's risk off, it sells off aggressively. And that is attributed to the fact that it is an emerging market currency. We have proper liquidity. It acts as a go-to hedge or as a speculative vehicle for a lot of other emerging market currencies. And then obviously also because of our commodity exposure that we have in South Africa.
I want to touch lots of what you said there, but let's start with that commodity one. That is important. And I mean, we saw during the pandemic when we had, at that point, it was the PGMs going to crazy levels. If commodity prices, most notably PGMs, and gold are flying, Iran is stronger. The inverse is true. And that inverse is particularly in times perhaps of subdued a sort of global economic growth. But the commodities are going to have a big impact just because, quite simply, those mining companies get dollars and need to switch it back into ZAR.
We've always seen that commodities play a crucial role in the South African rand. And you're absolutely right in saying, you know, especially when these precious metals actually perform well, then we see this massive inflow of dollars into the country. It gets converted to ZAR, so there's a ZAR demand. And I think a key portion of that that we tend to forget about is what it means for our terms of trade as a country. Mm-hmm. So in very simplified terms, currently the rand is doing very well, and it is attributed to that rally in gold that we've seen. It is attributed to the fact that oil prices have been subdued, and that really improves our terms of trade as a country. And if our terms of trade as a country is positive, then our currency tends to follow suit.
You also mentioned sort of the global situation and how that obviously drives our currency. That's no surprise. We're a small currency in a large market. But I mean, domestic must also have some impact, although sometimes I do feel that the domestic almost gets, I don't know, overweighed. And thinking back to when we got grey listed some 2 odd years ago, and the rand crashes out and goes to 1950, and here we are sub 18.
Absolutely. I think, you know, if we can just refer to what we saw in April with the whole Donald Trump saga, with the Liberation Day, the rand went all the way to 1980. And as you rightfully mentioned, today we are 1740. And that really tells a picture, or shows us a picture of the rand. Yes, we are subject to domestic influences. And yes, politics matter, economics matter on the ground. But what matters more often is how the global market acts and what broader risk sentiment is. We often see quite a bit of investor inflows when the Fed starts cutting interest rates and we have a nice big interest rate differential. And that actually has very little to do with the dynamic on the ground in South Africa. And that really comes down to investors going, looking at the global environment and saying, where can we get the most return for the same amount of risk? So they compare us to our peers, other emerging markets, and they say, you know what, South Africa is attractive in terms of yield. And we see a lot of those capital inflows into bonds, for instance, because of that yield pickup that they can earn.
Yeah, I get your point. It's the peer group that we sit in that often is perhaps more important. You mentioned up top, you're talking around, it's not always good, it's not always bad. The volatility, whilst scary, it certainly can be, it also can offer opportunity.
It definitely offers opportunity, and I think especially in the investment sphere and in the import-export space. But in order to capitalize on volatility, you need to be able to say that I am not purely looking from a defense perspective at volatility, but I am actively seeking opportunities when we start looking at volatilities. I, as an investor, an importer, an exporter, am actively looking for dislocations in the market. I am looking to see when we consider the rand to be undervalued or overvalued, for instance, and also looking at where opportunities present itself in terms of investment strategies, going into the market, looking for those undervalued stocks to include into my portfolio and making use of those opportunities, and then having the patience to wait it out and not panic every time the market turns around you a little bit.
It's actually a great point, because it is. It's ignoring, for want of a word, the fear. And I was going to say, it's having that strategy. It's having that discipline. We've talked around before, particularly around importers and exporters, but it's applicable to investors as well, to have a plan, because the rand is going to give opportunity and you need to kind of make that plan, execute on it as and when.
That's absolutely correct. I think a lot of times what South Africans find ourselves in is that we don't have a plan. Mm. All we do is we start panicking when we see the rand weakening, when we see the market sell off, and we tend to get out at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And if you just have the patience and you have a plan and you stick to your plan and you know what your goal is, then the volatility can actually work in your favor quite significantly.
Yeah, and it stops that knee jerk. I think it was 1990 back in April, as you say. Here we are, way two and plus better off. We'll leave it there. Bianca Borges, Director, Citadel Global. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.